Hello and welcome to the KMXT Weekly Wrap, where we go over this week's news from Alaska's Emerald Isle. I'm your host, Catherine Irving. On this week's recap, Kodiak canines get a taste of the popular sport called flyball.
It's like this pride you feel, like, is this what parents feel like for their kids?
More about that story later, but first...
Support for KMXT comes from the Kodiak Area Native Association's Substance Use Treatment Team. Talk with your kids about drugs and tobacco. No matter how young children are, talking with them is one of the best things you can do to keep them drug and tobacco free. Learn more at KodiakHealthcare.org or 907-486-7380.
First up, on Sunday afternoon, firefighters and first responders rescued an unidentified boy who had fallen through the ice at Island Lake on the north end of town near Lily Drive. According to a post on Facebook from the Bayside Fire Department, members of the Volunteer Fire Department, Alaska State Troopers, and the City of Kodiak Fire Department responded to a 911 call at 1:18 p.m. on Sunday. A few minutes later, first responders rescued the juvenile who had walked out to the middle of Island Lake on the partially frozen water and fell in. Chief Scott Ellis with Bayside Fire Department estimates the kid was in the water for less than 5 minutes before troopers pulled them out. The fire department commended the nearby civilians for their effort, including one bystander who brought a paddleboard to the lake to assist in the recovery. According to Ellis, the boy was transported to Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center as a precaution, but was unharmed. This incident ended with a positive result, but local first responders say that ice conditions on local lakes, ponds, and rivers are unstable at this point in the season. Chief Ellis told the Kodiak Daily Mirror that residents should be cautious around the ice in the Kodiak area, as it may seem solid on top, but could be moving and unstable underneath. Next up, last week, the state-owned Alaska Aerospace Corporation formally committed to work with an Israeli startup. As KMXT's Davis Hovey reports, the agreement aims to send more payloads into space at a cheaper cost.
According to an Alaska Aerospace press release, the corporation signed a memorandum of understanding with Moonshot Space during the annual Space Symposium in Colorado Springs earlier this month. Moonshot Space was founded in 2024 by three individuals who have former ties to the Israeli government as well as the software and artificial intelligence industries, respectively. Just like the name implies, the Israeli company is working on an electromagnetic launcher that it says will send payloads into space without relying on the traditional chemicals used for rocket launches, such as liquid oxygen and hydrogen. According to reporting from the Jerusalem Post, the company claims that by using electricity instead of chemical propellants, it can increase the carrying capacity the traditional rocket has for payloads by 40% and reduce costs. Moonshot Space's team is based in Caesarea, Israel. However, one of the co-founders told the Jerusalem Post that the physical launcher will be built in Alaska, but did not give a timeline. Alaska Aerospace Corporation's CEO and President John Oberst told KMXT in a brief phone interview that Moonshot Space has not decided on a final location for the launcher yet, but the company is considering the Poker Flat Research Range north of Fairbanks. Oberst says the corporation is currently in the process of licensing that launch site to do vertical orbital launches, and Moonshot could be an anchor tenant as part of that license. The new partnership comes as Alaska Aerospace is set to upgrade its facilities at the Pacific Spaceport Complex Alaska, which it owns and operates on Kodiak Island. The state-owned corporation is also competing for billions of dollars in government contracts to support the Trump administration's push to build a Golden Dome missile defense system. Ober says he expects to sign an official contract between Alaska Aerospace and Moonshot Space in the coming months. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.
Next up, next fall's school calendar in Kodiak will be very similar to this fall's. That's after the Kodiak Island Borough School District's Board of Education selected the final fiscal year 2028 calendar out of four possible versions on Monday. Calendar A, which was the board's adopted version, has the FY28 school year starting on August 30th and ending May 24th, with a two-week winter break in between.
Calendar A had slightly more people voting for it, and it seemed like the logical one for us to go with.
That's Carrie Irons, the president of the KIBSD school board. The school district put out a community survey earlier this year asking Kodiak residents to weigh in on which school calendar they would prefer. The only big difference between the FY28 calendar and the FY27 calendar is the spring break. The board decided to move spring break from the second week of March to the third week of March. Irons says they made the call to line up Kodiak School's spring break with the University of Alaska's.
whether we match our spring break with the spring break of our major other major school districts in the state, and thinking about the impact on travel plans and maybe on being able to make reservations for travel out of the state. All of those things are part of the big picture.
Even though the board chose a calendar that is very similar to the previous years, they did still weigh some more unconventional options first. Calendar B, for example, would have started the school year later and ended later. And calendar D would have started even earlier, but with a 4-week winter break instead of 2, and a later end date. According to the 141 calendar survey responses, this 4-week break was a popular idea, but it was also controversial. Calendar D had the most first-choice votes in the ranked choice survey, but also the most last-choice votes. Based on written input from the survey responders, some people opposed the calendar mostly because its earlier start date conflicted with the summer commercial fishing season. Calendar A had less first-choice votes, but a high number of second-choice votes. Iron says this gave Calendar A the edge in the board's final decision.
We won't find one solution that everybody will be happy with, but, you know, I think we do our best to meet the needs of as many people as we can.
During the Board of Education meeting on Monday, board members emphasized that an extended winter break is still something Kodiak residents are interested in. The board said they would revisit that idea next year. Next up, the MV Tustamina is still in dry dock, but that doesn't mean Kodiak Island communities will be without ferry service this week. The MV Kennecott is making its return to the island today after being away for several years. According to the Alaska Marine Highway System ferry schedule, the Kennecott is sailing from Kodiak to Yuzinki tonight at 4:30 p.m., then to Port Lions, and finally to Homer. The mainliner ferry has temporarily filled in for the Tustamina in the past and covered service to the island, but this is the first time the Kennecott has been back to Kodiak in several years. It's scheduled to sail from Homer to Kodiak tomorrow and go there and back again on Saturday before it continues on its usual route across southeast Alaska to Bellingham, Washington. Meanwhile, the Tustamina is still in dry dock for annual maintenance and is not scheduled to sail to Kodiak again until next weekend, according to the state's website. The Kennecott's sailings to Kodiak overlap with the arrival of the first cruise ship of the season, the Volendam, which is scheduled to anchor offshore on Friday morning. The Volendam is a Holland America vessel carrying roughly 1,400 passengers, and it's coming from its last port of call in Japan. Next up, three Kodiak teenagers participated in this year's Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, also known as RYLA, this past weekend in Saldana. Grace Acker, Caitlin Shia, and Lydia Dagan of Kodiak were part of 30-plus high schoolers from around the state, including Fairbanks and Juneau, that gathered in Saldana for 4 days last week to build problem-solving skills, learn from inspirational speakers, and develop as leaders. Lindsay Knight, the president of Kodiak's Noon Rotary Club, says this program was officially started 35 years ago to help develop young people.
We're not looking for like the kids that are the class president and the captain of the football team. We're kind of looking for the diamond in the rough kind of kids, you know, kids that have the potential and can be developed and just kind of need a little bit of help.
Typically, the club sends one sophomore or junior every year from Kodiak High School to attend RYLA and covers their registration and travel costs. This year, they had enough funding to send three high schoolers. Knight says they return home with skills to be leaders in life.
They did not all join Rotary, but that is a phenomenal polishing, if you will, back to the diamond analogy. These kids come back. They're leaders. They're great.
Knight says there is no local Rotary program for teenagers at Kodiak High School, but Kodiak does have two Rotary clubs, one that meets in the morning and one that meets at noon at the Best Western Kodiak Inn. Next up, Kodiak Canines got a taste of the popular sport called flyball through a series of local classes that finished last week. Not every dog had the chops to go pro, but the trainer and dog owners alike say the classes are a great way to exercise their furry friends' minds and bodies. KMXT attended some of the flyball sessions and has this report.
Well, we're gonna do it! We're gonna do it!
The gym at the Kodiak Baptist Mission rings with the sounds of barks, yips, and human voices. It's the final day of lessons for Rusty, Delilah, Huey, and seven other dogs of all shapes and sizes taking part in Kodiak's first ever flyball club.
So, we gotta get Will over the last hurdle. We gotta secure him.
We gotta secure him.
This final hour-long session is the capper on a four-week series led by Kristen McCormick. She owns Kodiak Good Dog, which is a dog training company here on Kodiak. Over the course of a month, McCormick taught dogs and their owners the basics of flyball. She says it's a great way to challenge dogs both physically and mentally.
The funny thing is, it's not just the physical. What really, really wears dogs out is when they're having to think and problem solve, and all of this is like very physical, very stimulating, and they're having to think, right? Training. So. Bless you.
The high-energy sport is basically a canine relay race. Two teams of four dogs race one by one over a series of jumps, grab a tennis ball from a spring-loaded box, and then sprint back over those jumps to tag in a new dog. The four-dog team that completes the race in the fastest time wins. The sport is huge in the dog world. Teams travel across the world to compete, and it gets a lot of attention at big dog shows like Westminster and Crufts. Here's the final from this year's Crufts Championship, which was posted on YouTube.
Who's gonna get it? Who's gonna get it? Oh my goodness me, that is a close one. That is unbelievably close.
But in Alaska, there are just three registered places to learn flyball, and they're all located in Anchorage.
Huey, just keep doing you. He's doing good.
Most people taking the flyball class in Kodiak aren't here to become professionals. For Dave Knight, he says it's a way to teach his dog Rusty some transferable skills.
He does like to hunt ducks, so all the commands are good for that.
But some of the dogs, and their owners, have gotten really into it. Lauren says she has a practice flyball set up for her corgi Huey at home. Here she is watching Huey go over the jumps during class.
Like this pride you feel, like is this what parents feel like for their kids? I know, I'm so stoked when he gets it. Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
The lessons aren't just a good learning opportunity for the students. According to instructor McCormick, it's also meant to help train her own dog, a border collie named Sunny. When McCormick first got Sunny, there wasn't a dog trainer in Kodiak, so she watched lots of YouTube videos and trained Sunny herself.
And enough times it happened and someone was like, you know, can you give me some tips? So I thought, I think I could do this as a side gig and just try it out.
By the end of McCormick's fourth and final training class, some of the dogs, like the tiny village dog named Will, are able to do the entire flyball course, and they even try out their first relay.
All right, ready?
No. McCormick says there's been enough interest to host the Flyball Club for another 4 weeks. She hopes more Kodiak dog owners give it a try, even if it's just to tire out their furry companions at the end of the day. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Catherine Irving. And that concludes our news portion of the podcast. Now for a PSA, KIBSD is offering a suicide intervention training for free coming up soon. It's called the Safe Talk training. Safe Talk helps you notice and respond to situations where thoughts of suicide may be present. You'll learn to understand how to reach out to someone with thoughts of suicide, help them keep safe by connecting them to further support, and explore personal and community attitudes and talk openly about suicide. This training is happening on Monday, April 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. at 722 Mill Bay Road at the Central Office Boardroom. Once again, there is no cost. To email to register, email Tanya, T-A-N-I-A, dot Silva, S-I-L-V-A, dash Johnson at kibsd.org. With questions, call 907-486-7426.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 provides connection to free, confidential support. There is hope. The Lifeline works. For 24/7 confidential support, just call, text, or chat 988. This message is brought to you by the Kodiak Area Native Association.
If you enjoy this podcast, make sure to follow us on the KMXT app. It's free to download and features all of our local news and programming, including every episode of the Weekly Wrap. And that's it for this week's edition of the KMXT Weekly Wrap. Again, I'm your host, Catherine Irving. We'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in.